Okay, welcome to side two. I mean, welcome to the observatory tape number 26.
Side two? Wait a minute, you've got to announce me. What do you mean side two? This is tape two. This is for next week, isn't it?
No, this is side two of the tape
you
just
made. What do you mean side two? Bob, you told me this was a two-tape deal. What are you doing to me here? Where's my phone agent? Dan, get out here. He's trying to ruin me here. What are you doing, Bob?
No.
You didn't tell me you had two sides.
Yeah, well, I thought you called the line, Bob.
What are you doing? You're pulling the feedback, using his music and everything else. I mean, what do you think you're trying to do?
I'm trying to improve the line.
Right, putting me on it. Thank you very much. Actually, we'll get on with whatever we were getting on with. So we're going to get into more comments and also more tapes. I thought this was a tape deal. You know, where's the contract?
Okay, let's get into more comments.
I want to read that contract. Where's my agent? Dan,
you guys,
help! Get me out of this place! You're trying to ruin me!
Yeah, Mark Maria Del Rey here. Maybe you can tell me what album I can find that music, the theme from Space 1999. Maybe you can tell me which record album it's off of so I can go and pick it up in the markets. Thank you.
Well, we have that record right here. Paul, why don't you go get it and tell us about it?
Okay, let's see. You got your records here. This looks like it. I'm pulling it out. All right. It's a nice vinyl jacket. No, it's kind of, well, a little orangish, and the record itself, well, this is it. You can plainly see, no offense, Casey. No, this is really nice.
Hold it. I'll give you, hold
this
it.
This is nice.
Paul, shut up. Okay, I'll give you what it is.
Well, it's right here.
It is the, not the Muppet movie.
The Muppet movie. What's with you? I have
Neil
it in my
Simon.
Head.
It's Neil Simon's Outer Space. Oh, where is it?
Outer Space Connection.
There we go.
There
Neil
it is.
Simon's.
I have it right in
Science
my hand,
Fiction
though.
Hits by Neil Norman. Excuse me, Neil Norman.
Neil Simon. This guy's a joke in himself.
Okay, Neil Norman's Science Fiction Hits and his Cosmic Orchestra, if you can handle that.
And a beautiful jacket. Beautiful. Look at that jacket.
Made in 1978, and not only that,
that's
it was completely free from the Columbia House Record Club.
Oh, I thought you stole it. Okay.
That was something else I stole.
Right.
Okay, but that's
you're
what
stealing
it is.
My monologue.
It's available. You can look through your record catalogs wherever you go, and you can find it there.
Anyway, itself. This is it, and I hope you got a good look at it. So, comment, please.
Yeah,
Bob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Not the Grateful Dead.
Thank God.
Now with my very own theme song. First of all, Paul, now of Minnesota, I agree with you fully. And Bob Observatory, I must say one thing. Even though I've bitched more than anybody else probably about Stacy in the past,
it's okay.
I think that if you're going to play two to four comments a tape of Marty Televenture, Carol Grateful Dead, or anybody. And don't get me wrong, I love Marty Televenture's comments and Karen Grateful Dead comments, so this is not against them.
Okay.
You sort of are discriminating against Stacy.
Discriminating? Us? No.
Maybe
no,
I'm wrong and I misunderstood
us.
Everything.
Wrong.
Excuse me if I'm sort of out of breath, but I just ran from one end of the room to the other, and that includes jumping over beds and stuff, so gets me out of breath. Anyway, for those of you who want to respond to anything that I might say, although God knows why, don't say, this is in response to Not the Grateful Dead, because that sounds stupid. Say, I would like to respond to something by the Ungrateful Dead.
Thank God.
Remember, that is Ungrateful Dead, as in Care Ungrateful Dead.
Wait a minute, let me write
okay?
that down.
Okay? Anyway,
ungrateful.
This has been me, and, I'd just like to say now.
When?
Hey, you've been waiting for this.
My brain hurts!
Hi, guys. This is Tracy from Blue Hills, and it is August 6th, and at 1:30 I'm making this phone call. I got a lot of little comments to make, so I'll make it short. The first comment goes from Chuck from New York. He says that your line's too long. Well, I don't. I feel that if you get real good stuff, you know, why not put it all on? If you got a lot of little junk stuff like, sorry to say, Stacy from North Hollywood or wherever she's from, maybe Mars, then no, you shouldn't play it. But if it's good, yeah, make it long. This other one for probably the same thing. Marty Televenture. The party line is indeed dead. Oh, I'm in mourning. See, now, Marty, you can't meet assholes and sluts and all the other weird people that used to call Partyline. I should know. I was one of the weird people that used to call Partyline. And I've met many a weird guy. Uncle Freaky, I hear that you look like Riff Raff from the Rocky Horror City Show. Is that true? And about Charles and Lady Diana getting married. I think that's great. I mean, London or England or whatever is so depressed over there. They need something to lift their spirits a little bit. And, well, myself being a romantic, I kind of like it. Stacy, who cares? Who cares about diets in North Hollywood? I mean, big deal, you know? Somebody's sweet to lose it. One more is, why do people get all upset when, well, people like Jimi Hendrix, John Bonham from Led Zeppelin, well, they're good musicians, not, I mean, they're great, but they really didn't stand for much, you know, except for violence and, you know, drugs and all that. You know, I see people like John Lennon, Harry Chapin, and Jim Croce, very good musicians, and, you know, they stood for good. They stood for love, not drugs and hate, and I don't see that much commotion like when they die, you know. Last thing to think about, Paul from Canuck Park, I will indeed miss you. Your comments are very good. But I've got a great line going for you. Talk to you later. This is Tracy from Little Hills. Goodbye.
Well, I'd just like to remind you people that I did try to equalize that the best I could.
Was your best? It's your worst. Now, that was very good, Bob.
Okay.
You tried.
Well, anyway, okay, I did try to equalize that. Tracy of Woodland Hills, if you could do me a favor and when you call, don't hold your mouth as close to the phone because they cannot understand you.
Okay.
But we can understand you if you hold your mouth too close to the phone or if you hold it too far away.
You sound like this and we can't.
You sound like what?
Like this.
Oh, like this. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
Paul, let's get on to the next comment
right.
Now. Okay, next comment,
okay.
Please.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Chad again. It's 6 o'clock. It's August 7th. Okay, it's 6 o'clock p.m. Okay, my comment for the weekend is about the conferences. Mark's conference, Marty's Televenture, Alex and Michael's Televenture, and even Loop Lines. What I want to talk about is touch toners and non-talkers. You know, we're all there to enjoy and have fun, you know. It should be just strictly a conversation line. But you get people who start touch toning for no reason on the line, it's really bothering because you can't talk to people who are your friends, you know, people you want to talk to. And same with the non-talkers. You know, that line that the non-talker's sitting on can be going good use because it can be used by somebody who wants to talk. So you guys, you know, please, if you're a non-talker or a touch toner, think about people who want to talk and call that line for conversation. The people who talk on the phone to abuse the phone, don't. I mean, I don't know if you're really going to listen to me when I say don't, but don't. Because don't just sit on the line and, you know, abuse the line. What I'm saying is bad language, propositioning people, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's just totally a conversation line. That's what it should be. I think that's what all the people who head a conference had in mind. Is for people to talk, you know, conversation-wise, not to fool around with the phone. It's something that we're privileged to have out here, and, you know, out here in the San Fernando Valley. And I don't think people should abuse it by touch-toning, abusive language, you know, trying to, you know, yelling, screaming, all kinds of stupid things on the line. It should be just strictly conversation. That's a very important comment for this week to me because, you know, nobody wants to hear touch-toners. Nobody wants to talk to a non-talker. And we don't need to hear bad stuff on the line. So, you know, when you're talking on those lines, remember to you know, use just common sense. There's no strict rules on the lines. There can't be. But use your common sense and remember there's other people in this world. This is Chad saying, so long, have a good weekend, everybody. Kiss you at the beach. Bye.
Yeah, this is Mike of Chatsworth, and I just have one comment to say to all the people of Observatory. And it's about Stacy of North Hollywood. Well, Stacy of North Hollywood, I hate your fucking guts.
This is Stacy, and I'm really pissed.
Stacy, I really blame you for that.
Well, that should hold her.
Till next week, anyway.
Now into another comment.
This is Mike again, and I just want you to know, you know, since I already said it, Party Line's down, and I'm searching for a new one. Well, I've got it. It's 451-5446. It's a busy signal, and the more people I call, the more the busy signal goes lower and eventually fades away. And Everyone tell your friends and all that, and we'll get it back going again. All right? Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Earl Zimmerman for the American Cancer Society. I used to smoke about 20 packs of cigarettes a day. But since I lost one of my lungs, I've cut my smoking in half.
Hi, this is Allison of Encino again. Hi, this is Allison of Encino. Something just happened. I guess it hung up. But I just wanted to say hi, Bob. Hi, Lynn. And hi, Roxy of Sherman Oaks. I believe you're on vacation right now. And you're right. Stacy of North Hollywood does leave too many messages. But I think you got it mixed up. She's of North Hollywood now. And she's soon to be Stacy of Sherman Oaks. Well, anyway, I do not agree with Stacy's comment about Mexicans. I believe that everybody has their rights. So, if you... And, hi, Marty Talventure. I couldn't get through your line because it's getting harder and harder. So I just wanted to say hi to Marty. Okay? Thanks, Bob, for playing my comics. Really love your line. Bye.
Okay, I'd like to explain what the beep tones were.
It was my pacemaker. Excuse me. Hey, where are the girls around here? You know, when I have a lot of girls, I just switch my pacemaker to cruise control and take it from there, you know.
Okay, well, the beep tone. The beep tone was, one day after not taking input for a while, not usual here, what I did was I left my machine on no input. I mean 30-second input. And what happened was, when What's-Her-Face called, it was on 30-second input for 1 minute, and she got blocked 2 times.
Okay, Bob, let's face it, it was a stupid, dumb mistake, and it's all your fault, okay? Let's just get on to the next thing, and, yeah. I'm looking forward to doing another tape, and, looking way forward, if you know what I mean.
Okay, let's get on with something else here.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir, I'm Horrendo Revolver, and these are my cameramen, and we're doing an expose on the recording industry, and we just want to drop into one of the sessions unannounced to see what goes on.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, guys, let's go. Okay, we're gonna just walk into the first session that we see. Oh, there's a red light on now. That means a session's in session. Okay, guys, let's hit it. We're going right through that door. this is Horrendo Revolver out here on the fire escape. And there's a magnificent view of the city that we thought you folks would like to see before we go back in the studios and have a great expose on the recording industry.
Okay, we're back here with Observatory.
Yes,
and Bob, I just want to say, hey,
back here in the studio.
What are those guys doing in here? Get out of here. We're making a tape. God, my fans. Keep me cool, but that's all they're good for.
Okay.
Anyway, Bob, aren't we going to end this tape off?
Yeah, any minute now we're going to...
Well, punch up the music. Come on, what do you think this is, a cheap feedback or something?
This is no cheap feedback.
Well, then let's be a pro dual face and put on some music.
Pro dual? No, this is Observatory.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was one of those lines. I've been guest stars in so many, you know. I've done
a
lot.
Okay, well, let's get
punch
into the music here.
Right. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Get me out of here. This is haunting me, Bob. What are you trying to do?
Well, I'm just trying to give you the impression that you're back at the old
pool
phase.
Yeah, but your collars, you're going to lose 25% is all you have. You're going to lose them.
Yeah,
Bob.
Well, I figured, you know, having a big celebrity like you, well, we can afford it.
Whatever. I can't afford much these days, you know. I'm doing this for charity. Wait a minute. Where's the contract? I want my money back. I want my voice back. Take this off the air.
Hey, Dan.
I want a good money
for
this.
Dan, the check's in the mail, Dan.
Anyway, look, now we're going over to side two, gang, so we'll see you over
side one.
You need side one. We're going over to side two.
No, we're going.
This is the second tape for the first side, isn't it?
Hold it. Hold the paw.
What are you talking about? Hold it.
Mr. Movie Maker.
Where's my two-tape contract, Bob? I wanted a two-tape contract. What's going on here?
You're not worth the two tapes. Anyway, well, we're going to be...
You mean anyway? You're getting off the subject here. Don't laugh at me. Hey, I may look funny, but don't laugh at me, Bob.
Okay, well, we're going to go to side one. Stand by if you haven't heard all of them. Paul Maxon is on side two, or side one. Well, you're going.
And if you're sitting, you can sit by also. So.
Yes, you could do that too. Anyway, well, that does it for this week's edition.
And this tape was dedicated to Stacy North Hollywood, and we love you, babe. We really do.
And Dan Dulfed, thank you for the music.
Dan, we appreciate it. This is also dedicated to Dan because he signed me over to do this tape. And Brian W. Feedback, I'm going to do your tape if it's the first thing I don't do. right?
Right. Okay, well, this is it for Observatory This Week edition. What else is there?
Love it, love it, love it.
Well, that's it from here. And, well,
is that it?
Yeah, don't forget
get
to
ready.
Call input 348-0110, and that's it. Goodbye for now.
Well, this is Barney 5, and don't forget you can call input at 348-0110. Right, and now get ready for side 2. One, get off the phone, oh.